Hello, and welcome to this edition of the EV Revolution Show audio podcast. With your host, Kenneth Bocor. This is episode 60, recorded on December 6, 2024. This episode of the EV Revolution Show is sponsored by File Sanctuary. Need a great web host for your business? Need to get email at yourdomain.com? They provide professional, feature-rich web and email hosting for any project you have in mind. Get started today at filesanctuary.net/cloud and save 10% with promo code EVRevShow. All right, and thanks for joining me for this edition of the EV Revolution Show audio podcast. As you heard, my name is Kenneth Bocor, your host, and I'm always excited to bring different and relevant topics to listeners around the world. It's winter time. We're coming up to the winter solstice in a couple of weeks here in Canada, but we've already started to see some snow in southern Ontario and actually in a lot of parts of Canada these days and the northern to mid US. So I think it's a good time to have a refresher about winter driving and winter tires and kind of what they're all about and how that relates to EVs as well. And I'm happy to have Mr. Michael Majernik. He's the manager of communications for the TRAC, which stands for the Tire and Rubber Association of Canada. How are you, Michael?
Hi, I'm great. Hi, EV Evolutions listeners.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with me about this. Always great to have experts on the show to talk about relevant topics. And, you know, certainly it's winter's here, right? We both live in the GTA, as we were discussing just before we started the show, in the Greater Toronto Area, and we've been hit with snow. So it's interesting to see a scramble for cars going to tire shops now and looking for winter tires when we get that first snow. But you work for the TRAC. Maybe you can tell us first a little bit about what that association is.
So the Tire and Rubber Association of Canada basically represents the tire industry with the public and with the regulators. Our membership consists of the main tire manufacturers, but also tire recyclers and recycled rubber manufacturers. Basically, the whole life cycle of tires sort of encased in our organization. But also, we want to educate Canadians about proper tire maintenance, as well as the safety advantages of winter tires, and what does it mean to look after your tires? What tires are all about. It's, mm-hmm. I know most people are considering tires being these, those round black things I need to purchase from time to time. But there's much more to tires than that. So mm-hmm. we'd like to educate people about their advantages and how to choose tires, etc.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are the important stuff. And I always use the phrase where the rubber hits the road. And this is really it. You know, can't get much finer and granular than that. They are one of the most important things on any vehicle, never mind an electric. So it's really great to understand how they can benefit drivers. Now, let's start first of all that you guys had done a survey recently amongst Canadians asking about, that we all know that climate change is real. It's happening, that the changing weather patterns are becoming, very interesting, serious in some natures. I mean, I remember growing up as a kid living in Southern Ontario for a bit, and it wasn't uncommon to get 20 feet of snow in the winter. And then, the last few winters, we dried up a little bit, it got cold, and now we're starting to see more precip. But the weather patterns in general have all been all over the map. So, deciding on what's good to be prepared for winter conditions when it regards to tires is really a key investment. And, obviously in some provinces like Quebec, I believe, where they mandate winter tires for a time frame, which is the right thing to do. But let's talk about that study that you guys did first. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we've been asking Canadians about their relationship with winter tires in general for quite a few years now, and we like to ask them new questions from time to time. So we wanted to know whether driving has become more challenging in the winter due to the climate change. It's not really global warming, it's just climate change, meaning that the weather patterns, as you mentioned, change. So we are seeing these sudden and severe weather events that can put you on the spot if you don't have if you are not prepared. And winter tires are part of being prepared, especially in Canada. I mean, we are a Nordic country, just like Sweden, Norway, and we should be driving and be ready for the winters we get. I mean, you know, we are a Nordic country, period, and we should drive accordingly. And winter tires are part of the road safety equation for sure.
Absolutely. And when you looked at some of the stats out there in Canada, it's interesting to see some of the regional and national findings. About 78% now it seems of drivers, 73% outside Quebec now use winter tires, which is about a 10% increase from 2016. So, as we started to see, as you mentioned, these changing climate patterns, I think people are starting to understand, okay, I need to do something where I live in areas that are subject to those changing climate patterns that we are here. But it was interesting that, BC had a fairly high usage rate of 68% for winter tires. Alberta about 69, I think 69 across the prairies as well, 74% in Ontario, and no surprise that Atlantic Canada has about 85% of usage. Basically, follow the snow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, the Atlantic Canada has always been sort of a harbinger of winter tires, and Quebec, obviously, they mandated winter tires, and they did see improvements in lessening of number of car accidents, injuries, etc. But yeah, we saw the 10% increase from 10 points increase from 2016, and it is made mainly because of the growth in the West, in BC, Alberta, and the prairies. They've been really, I think, people are getting the message. We are not the only ones talking about winter tires, and it became sort of a concerned effort from, from the governments, from the retailers, from the industry. Winter tires are the safer option, and we should all choose to be safe on winter roads. I mean, Canadians have the most options when it comes to winter driving. You have your dedicated winter tires. You have your all-season tires that still meet winter tire pre requirements. They have the Three Peak Mountain Snowflake, also known as the all-weather tires. And then you do have your all-season tire, but those are not as great when it comes to winter driving.
Absolutely. And you could have, I guess, that summer tires as well, if somebody wants just that warm weather grip and handling that summer tires can bring as well, which are, again, are dedicated for that season in use case. Now, I know that you mentioned the tire options, which is great, and to rely on that Three Peak Mountain symbol. So, consumers should be looking at, if they're looking at thinking about winter tires, looking for that symbol. But what we'll talk about costs later on, but you mentioned those tire options. So based on what you see, do you see a majority of consumers getting dedicated snow tires dedicated for winter, or the all season? What do you see them doing?
Yes, you're correct. Mainly we see people using dedicated winter tires. So basically they have a secondary set that they switch over in the fall and spring just for the winter season. And they possibly use either summer tires or all-weather tires for their summer driving. And but yeah, the all-season tire with Three Peak Mountain Slope, like the all-weather tire, it's a from we are we do our consumer survey, so those stats sort of show us a little bit where that market is, and we are looking at about 7% of that market would be the all-weather tire. I think all-weather tire is very likely a good option for people who don't have a place to store their winter tires, or somebody who lives in the city, so they can sort of avoid the inclement weather, or people who live in the cities where the snow gets cleared off. And it's a solid option for winter driving, just like dedicated winter tire. Obviously, the dedicated winter tire gives you a better performance, but not maybe it's not necessarily what you want to use in the city. And again, the storage might be an issue. So yeah, Canadians have plenty of options when it comes to winter driving.
Yeah, you make some great points there. Because typically I will try to advise people to get snow tires, dedicated snow tires. But You're right. The all weather with the three Peak Mountain Symbols tires are an excellent option in the use case that you mentioned, where predominantly driving in areas that get plowed quicker, or you may not drive, need to drive a lot, or again, you don't have the areas to store a second set of tires. And of course the cost equation comes in there, so you can run those all season or all weather, I should say, versus all season, a little bit different. You can run those all weather all year round. So it really does, depend on your use case for your vehicle. But I did want to, and you mentioned that, dedicated winters are the best. Can you tell us why that they offer the best handling, performance, and characteristics for winter driving?
Well, when it comes to winter tire manufacturers create products based on the need, right? So dedicated winter tires are the best options. They are designed from softer rubber compounds. These compounds don't your regular tire, the compounds would generally harden with a dropping temperature. So the winter tires compounds are softer and they'll remain more pliable at lower temperatures. So at temperatures just below freezing, the stopping distances for vehicles with winter tires are as much as 30% shorter than for vehicles with all season tires. And winter tires have a better traction on ice or snow covered roads at minus 30 versus all season tires at plus 4 degrees Celsius. So it's all about tire designs, tread designs, and the people who switch over to winter tires told us that 79% of them told us, yes, winter tires save me from a potentially hazardous or dangerous situation on the road. So the proof is in the pudding. What the people who ride on winter tires, they recommend winter tires to their friends and family, and that's how people actually learn and switch over. So it's winter tires are, again, it's a different animal when it comes to product, and people believe in them, the ones who use them.
No, you're absolutely correct. I do swear by a good set of winter tires, and that's what I typically will advise people is that particular tire. But as we talked about some of the driving habits before, but yeah, softer compounds. So once the temperatures start to get below, the minus the 10 degrees C is they start to get in the single digits, and then the minus zero C's. That's where snow tires, dedicated snow tires shine because of that softer compound. They grip better. They evacuate the snow and the slush better. That's always a challenge for all seasons where, just the grooves and the patterns just don't get rid of that stuff sometimes fast enough. And then you can, get into sliding or hydroplaning or all this stuff. Just like, in a good rainstorm, if you don't have tires that can evacuate the water in the summertime for those heavy rains. I mean, to a certain degree, right? We're seeing
Yeah,
some of
absolutely.
these rain events are kind of crazy now, right? So
Yeah, and again, let's don't call them snow tires because that's the misnomer I think people go by. They only think those winter tires only help them when during the inclement weather when those roads are covered in snow, but that's not true. Because of the compounds and the being softer, they give you better traction on even on clear winter roads just by the nature of their design. Being softer, they have better stopping distances and better traction.
yeah, because of the colder temperatures, absolutely, as you said earlier. So the roads could be clear, folks, but if it's cold out and you don't have a proper winter tire or something rated for the winter, like the other ones we talked about, then to your point, Michael, the stopping distances, the performance, the handling characteristics can be changed, and those changes could be dramatic in those temperatures. So that's kind of the reasoning, I guess, for listeners to kind of understand, why for that choice. And, when we look at safety, that's really the number one reason, right? Being able to drive in those environments, to handle the conditions as best as you can. There are going to be conditions which no tire, on a normal passenger vehicle is going to be able to handle. But, what I always stress to folks is, put a good set of winter rated tires, be it dedicated or the all weather, depending on those scenarios. And then, in that first snow, like go out and, if you have an opportunity to go out in a parking lot and just see how the car handles, or just, you know, take a few minutes to see how your car, slam on the brakes where it's safe, that kind of stuff, and see, understand what those distances to stop are, what you're, how fast you can take a turn. Because I still see people tailgating and all this kind of stuff in the middle of a snowstorm, and they don't realize that their stopping distances could be tripled, right, in a good snow.
Absolutely.
So, you know, definitely an idea to check those out. For costing, as you touched about on a little bit, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to get a dedicated second set. They don't have room to storage. Maybe they're in a condo or whatever. And it's not idea to swap rubber off of the same wheel twice a year. I mean, over time, it could muck up some seals and things. It's not the best, but it you know, a lot of people do that and it works. It is always great to get a dedicated wheel or rim, and then the rubber or the tire around that for the
Absolutely.
season that you need it. But you know, from a costing perspective, you guys worked out a calculator, and you have some aids to help people look at this, correct?
Absolutely. Your listeners can visit tracanada.ca and go to our consumer section and find the calculator to determine the cost of winter tire. You can make a comparison of, I'm driving on all season tires. They cost me $1,200. They have a life expectancy of 80,000 kilometers. This is what they're going to cost me a week. And then you can add, if I buy a second set of winter tires with rims or without rims, how much is this going to cost me? And if you do that math, yes, winter tires, definitely there's an upfront cost to purchase second set. But again, you can go with the all weather and just wear them year round, and then you can switch over again. But if you go with dedicated, obviously the cheapest options, just from the point of view of switching over, so you don't have to pay that money for switching over tires from rims, just to switch over the wheels. That's the best, most affordable option. And again, you're not running two sets of tires at the time. So instead of, having one set that will last you 6 years, you have two sets that will last you maybe 10. And the cost difference, if you throw the numbers into our calculator, it's literally like a latte a month. You just have to give up that latte, and you can have a set of winter tires and have more safer winter motoring.
Yeah, absolutely correct. You know, and from a storage perspective, it does add a little bit to the cost, but there are many now tire garages and even dealers, the OEM, all the major OEMs pretty well, and then garages like Cal Tire and others that will actually store those. They use a central service, most of them, to take your tires and store them off site. So you pay a fee every time you check them in, and then you pull them out, and then, you know, that fee covers that. But that can certainly help those folks that don't have, as to your point earlier, the room or the air, you know, the availability to store tires.
Yeah, absolutely. Like everybody is working with a different situation, so they need to sort of consider: do I have a storage? I don't have a storage. Is the all-weather tire a solution for me, or the dedicated winter tire? Obviously, the dedicated winter tire is the far better option. But again, for city driving where roads get cleared, maybe the all-weather is good enough. Again, it also helped with the cost. If you're just switching away, if you're worn out your all season tires and you're considering getting a new set, maybe that all weather tire is a solution for you. There used to be promotions, for example, some car manufacturers would throwing a set of winter tires and wheels with the purchase of a vehicle. When I purchased my winter tires, the shop was offering free switchover in the spring and fall. So, that's half the cost right there, possibly. So, there are options. People just need to do their research, have to figure out what they need, what they want, and just go for it.
Yeah, you know, to your point, ideally, you know, it is great to have that second set. That dedicated set, if you could have it on a dedicated rim, even your typical, you know, snow black rim or your winter black rims that are just, you know, they're not there aesthetically, they're just there as function. You can Costco usually has those for really cheap, you know, as an example. You get them in pretty well any tire size, and then that way, You don't have to, if you're just using a single wheel and replacing the tire on every season, you have to take the tire off, you put the new tire on. So there's potential damage that can happen to the rim over time. And then also they need to be rebalanced all the time. So that ups your swapping tire swap costs of not just, a guy taking it off and putting the new one on and torquing it and checking it, but having to rebalance, right?
Yes, that's right. The buying winter tires without the rims, it's the most expensive option for sure.
Absolutely. Now, so I think, that's a lot of great information for people to consider as we are in the winter. Now, for EVs, of course, one of the main characteristics for most electric vehicles today, especially all electrics, is that low center of gravity, right? Because of the weight of the battery pack and that. And so they do provide some handling characteristics that are beneficial for winter driving. Not to say you don't need snow tires, you don't need, I should say, winter tires or all weather tires. I got to get my terminology correct here. I'm old school. Not to say you shouldn't look at that, but you will get those advanced characteristics. But also because of the weight, you can't just get any rated tire, correct?
Well, yes, the like you mentioned, the challenge with EVs is the weight. You can't get away from that weight of the battery, and with the that it's about 30% increase in weight, and it affects the wear of the tires, whether it's regular tires or winter tires. It really has an impact on that. I'm sure those who drive EV vehicles haven't thought about it when they bought them, and it has become an issue. And the tire manufacturers are always working on it, right? We are not, the industry is always working on solutions. So I believe there might be EV winter tires available now. Just like there were no EV tires just a few years ago, now all tire manufacturers more or less offer EV tires because they need stronger sidewalls and compounds that can last longer just to deal with the weight of these vehicles.
Exactly, the weight and that instant torque that you get, whether it's all drive or front wheel or rear wheel drive on an EV, they are subject to quicker wear, and then of course the weight compounds to that. But to your point, yeah, you need stronger sidewalls. The materials are different for the lower rolling resistance, so it's kind of a balancing act to give you the efficiency for the rolling resistance, yet you still need grip and handling. Can't be sliding all over the place, so it can't be too bad. So the tire manufacturers do work, and to your point, most of the major brands now have dedicated EV tires, and a lot of them have winter tires that are specifically formulated for EVs as well, to those points of handling the loads, handling the efficiencies. And for listeners out there that have an EV that are looking for winter tires, make sure that you get them that are XL rated. They need to at least have that rating from a load capability or higher. To be able to handle the weight, to your point, as you take turns and shift, all that weight's moving around.
Absolutely. Well, when tire manufacturers look at tire design, what they're looking at is what they call a performance triangle. So there are three main things they're concerned about. It's the wear, it's the grip, and it's the rolling resistance. So wear is about longevity of the tire, wet grip is about road safety, and the rolling resistance is about fuel economy. So when And these three elements sort of fight each other. So when you create a tire that has a great grip, let's say those knobby tires on trucks, the other two, the rolling resistance, fuel economy, and the wear go down. They sort of shrink. So what the tire manufacturers are trying to do is to sort of expand these three things evenly. So you still get the longevity, you get the grip and safety, and you get the wear, so the tires last as long as possible. So I think it's a little bit technical, but I think it's the best way to explain what tire manufacturers are thinking about when they're developing products.
Absolutely. And some of them, even deal with the noise because typically winter tires are going to, be more noisier, right? Because of the softness and the grip that they'll provide, but they put foam and stuff like that to noise canceling to help with that. So there's a lot of engineering going in and continues to evolve as we go. So we have a couple of minutes left, and what I wanted to do is kind of start closing out with maybe get your opinion on some of the top brands of winter tires that you're seeing consumers look at and that are kind of the best choices. Can you give us three or five of what you think are top brands?
I think I don't want to mention any specific brands, but I think you get it's just like with any product, you get what you paid for. You can go with the tier one brands with your Goodyears, Michelins, Bridgestones, Pirellis. Then you have a secondary tier, the smaller brands that may be owned by some of these larger conglomerates, but they're just not the brand. It's not their main product, so it's sort of a more budget focused product. And then you have your sort of a gray market products. You don't recognize the name, and you put them on, and they might be loud, and they might not last as long. So I suggest for people to look at brands they're familiar with, so they get the best bang for their buck. And long term, if you go cheap, you're gonna spend the money twice. So just like with anything else.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's one thing I tell people a lot is, you get what you pay for. So if you are going to buy dedicated tires for the winter tires, then look at something. You might pay a little bit more, but they're going to last you longer and they'll provide the best that you can get in the safety and handling perspective. And that's at the end of the day what we want, right? We want these tires to be able to get us out of a jam if we have to. And I mean, if you hit black ice and you're going too fast and you do something, there's not much that's going to help you unless you're running studs or something on that. But in normal driving, that's you got to be prepared. But absolutely right. And you mentioned some of the brands, and certainly Goodyear, Pirelli, Michelin, Yokohama, Continental, Bridgestone, Firestone. I mean,
Nokian, of course, they invented the
Nokian.
winter tire, so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the top brands. So, look at those. Is there, do you guys have a resource for consumers to look at, to look at the different tires?
On our website, TRACanada.ca, you can find a list of the winter tires from our members.
Okay.
These are dedicated winter tires that our members are currently marketing for the 2024-25 season.
Excellent. Yeah, so they can look at their and they can put in their vehicle, I guess. Is there some sort of finder kind of mechanism on the website, or is it just kind of
Oh,
an understanding?
it's a simple PDF with a list of all the products that
Gotcha.
are out there.
Yeah, so look at that. Definitely, folks that are listening, you can also, I mean, I think everybody knows TireRack.com. They've been around for decades, and they're a resource that a lot of people go to just to get reviews and stuff because they tend to have a ton of consumer reviews. I'm not sure in Canada if there's a dedicated tire site that has consumer reviews on it. Are you aware of anything, Michael?
Oh, I'm not aware.
No, but TireRack though tends to be pretty mixed. It'll be a lot of people in Canada, excuse me, and in the US. And of course, half the US is subject to the winters that we have here. So, it's definitely a good rounding. And when you're looking at winter tire specific, you'll get people that are commenting, I live in Chicago and this is how it performs, and I like it for this reason, and get a good sense of how that tire will work for your vehicle. And they also have a finder, so you can put in your make, model, year, size of the rim or whatever, factory, and it will give you, the recommended tires. And if you're looking for wheels, it'll give you all that. But, tires are the main thing, and then kind of rank them or by price, or there's different ways to sort. So there's a lot of good information that you can get. And then, of course, you utilizing your site to see what is available for in the Canadian market, because sometimes it's different than south of the border, right? They get brands and they get makes and models that we don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And possibly it's also segregated by the supplier, whoever the retailer may be. So go to the retailer you trust, whether it's Canadian Tire, Costco, Active Green and Ross, or just your car dealership. Everybody will possibly carry a bit of a different brand. But again, like we discussed, I recommend just to stick with what stick with brands, and you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely. Great advice. Yeah. Go to a reputable tire place that knows what they're doing. There's lots of them out there, and the OEMs, as well as some of the retail, automotive retail that you mentioned, they all know what they're doing. Greener Ross is another one. We're not getting paid for this, folks. We're putting plugs out there, but there's a lot. So do your research and what's available in your area. So, any last comments, Michael, before we close it down?
No, just thank you for having us. We just continue to educate Canadians about winter tires, and it seems everybody's doing a great job doing it. We are now we are seeing the winter tires taking a solid hold in the in with Canadians. So let's just keep it going.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your expertise. I've been speaking to Michael Majernik, the manager of communications and tire guy extraordinaire. I'm going to label that now, from the Tire and Rubber Association of Canada, TRAC. I appreciate you taking the time, Michael, to educate myself and my listeners.
Thank you, Ken.
And all the best for the winter and for the upcoming holiday season as well to you.
Thank you, and to your listeners as well.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening, folks. You can email me if you have comments. Email at evrevolutionshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at evrevshow. And if you have any suggestions for shows, please let me know. Thanks again for listening, and please, everybody, stay safe. And until the next time, I'll see you when I see you.